And thanks to OTR, where every fifth C coffee is free with the OTR app. We're talking all things AFL with Terry Wallace. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Keith, and to your listeners, good luck if your side is still alive in this year's premiership race.
Speaking of sides that are alive, you had some interesting things to say about the double bye and the stats around the double bye recently.
Yeah, look, I'm just not a big fan of the situation of the bye. Look, I understand those who sort of say, well, look, make sure that every player's fit and fresh and available, and you know, we'll have more of those available for the first week of finals. But it's not really to do with that bye that has been put in. It's to do with the fact that it now disincentivizes almost the teams that win the qualifying final, because, or disadvantages them certainly, because of the fact that they have another week off. So they have the week off in between the finals, and then they have another week off. So, for example, if it's Port Adelaide, they played obviously Collingwood on the Monday. By the time they play their game this week, we'll be in a situation where if they win, that they get another 2 weeks before they play again. They want to play one game in 25 days. Since you brought in that bye, it's now only 50-50 the teams that win the quarterfinal, sorry, the qualifying final, that actually win the prelim and go on to the grand final, where prior to the bye being brought in, the same 4 years, it was 7-1 that won through the qualifying and then won through the preliminary final. So we've actually made it a lot more difficult for the sides who win the qualifying final to get themselves through to a grand final. And I think the purity of the competition is more, and the integrity of the competition is more about giving the best sides all year the greatest chance of, you know, presenting themselves with a premiership, and that's been diminished to a degree.
I know that's the argument against the bye weekend in the National Rugby League. That is exactly the point they make as to why they don't do a bye week. But off to the games this weekend, who do you like? Port versus Geelong?
Yeah, well, Port Geelong, I think, is the most difficult game of the weekend to actually select. You could go either way. Geelong really controlled them last time they played them. The fact that it's over in Adelaide, I'm going to stick with Port. I just think that the one thing that has been the Achilles heel for Geelong of recent final series and also the back half of this year is they get scored heavily against early in games. I just think if Port can really be fanatically switched on early and put a lot of pressure on them, they might be able to get a break that's, you know, unretrievable. So I'm picking that's the way that it's going to play out, but if it was on a neutral ground, I'd be picking Geelong. I think they're my number two seed in the competition. I'm just thinking that the whole us against them, no one believes that we're the best side in the comp, as we've proven all year. I think that us against them mentality that Port bring might be enough to get a result.
What about Lions and Richmond?
Well, Lions have got to prove themselves, don't they? I mean, I think Richmond have beaten them 17 or 18 times in a row. They beat them in the same qualifying final last year. It's up to the Lions to sort of say, we've improved. I do believe that they're a better side this time around, but I still think Richmond are the best side in the competition. So I'll be sticking with the Tigers. I think that their structure, I've always sort of said that the game has changed so much that structure now wins over personnel. And I think they've got the best structure in the competition.
And who do you like in the elimination games?
I'm pleased that St Kilda and Bulldogs got to match up against each other, because at least it means that one of the two get to play a second week of finals and, you know, maybe get a bit of a momentum boost from that and might be able to carry that a little bit further. I think St Kilda are a little stronger than the Bulldogs. Through the middle of the ground, I think the Bulldogs are stronger than St Kilda. So if St Kilda can match them in the middle, they get a result. But I get the sense that the ball will be controlled through that middle of the ground. I'm talking about guys like Bonapelli, McRae, Liberatore. Just think that they might be able to get enough of impact through the middle of the ground to be able to get themselves a result. The Doggies can go on one more week. But look, it's hard to make a case for the Magpies. Teams that have gone across the West, well, they haven't lost a game in the West this year. The last two teams in finals to go over there lost by 55 and 60. They've been isolated over there for a week where they haven't really been, they've been able to only train in smaller groups. So it has been made a really difficult task for Collingwood. I see West Coast marching through to the second week of finals.
We talk all things AFL with Terry Wallace, thanks to OTR, where you can pre-order your C coffee with the OTR app, and it'll be ready when you arrive. Terry, thank you very much. We'll chat next week.
Well, it'll be a lot clearer for all of us by the time we get to next week, Keith. So good luck, as I said to your listeners. If your side's still in there, all the best.